Mishnah Dalet. We now come to our first bracha of the Masechta. Or I should say the first brachas of our Masechta, because we're going to discuss all of the brachas which we say before Kriyas Shema of the nighttime and afterwards, and the brachas which we say before and after the Kriyas Shema of the daytime. It says the Mishnah Bashachar Mevorach Shtaim Lefonecha V'Achas L'Achareha. In the morning, we make two brachas before Kriyas Shema, and that's the one which begins with Yotzer Ur V'Rechishech, and it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hama'uris. And the second bracha is Ava Rabbah, or depends on your nusach, some say Avas Olam, and that ends with Baruch Atah Hashem HaBaruch Ba'ama Yisrael Ba'ava. V'achas L'achareha, and there's one bracha after the morning Shema, and that begins with Emes V'yatziv, and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Go'al Yisrael. Alright, Uvo Erev, and in the evening, in the nighttime Kriyas Shema, Shtam Faneha, there's also two before that Kriyas Shema, that's Hamar Ravim and Avas Olam, Shtam L'achareha, but this time there are two after the nighttime Kriyas Shema, and that's Emes V'Emunah, which ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, plus there's an added one, which is Hashkivenu, and that ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Shomer Amir Yisrael Lo'ad, and that's the second bracha. We're going to understand the remaining part of our Mishnah according to how the Rambam learns, and that is there are two types of brachas. One is known as a long bracha, one is known as a short bracha. Now what makes a bracha long? A bracha is known as a long bracha if it begins with Baruch Atah Hashem and also ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Mishnah says, when it comes to the two brachas before Kriyas Shema of the morning, Achas Aruka, one of them is long, that's the first one, which begins with Baruch Atah Hashem and Kedem Elecha Olam Yotzer Ur, and it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hama'uris. Achas Ketzora, whereas one is considered a short bracha because it begins with Ava Rabba or Avas Olam and only ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. And the Mishnah says that Mokem Shom Laharich, a place that the Chachom said should be a long bracha, in Rasha Lekatzer. You can't now make it into a short bracha and not say one of the baruchs. Lekatzer. If the Chachom said that this bracha should be a short bracha, in Rasha Laharich, one is not allowed to lengthen the bracha and add in baruch. Now that's talking about adding in baruch at the beginning. And the Mishnah now says that you can't do it at the end either. Lachtoim. If the Chachomim instituted a bracha, then it should finish with a baruch. In your Asher Shalom Lachtoim, you're not able to not put that baruch in at the end. Shalom Lachtoim. And if the bracha was made without a baruch at the end, in your Asher Lachtoim, you're not able to add in a baruch at the end. And usually the reason for this is because the bracha doesn't include a lot of detail or anything, and therefore it only has one baruch.